Welcome, everyone, to this fabulous episode of The Underground with Ms. Brown. This is a special episode that I usually don't do these, but hey, we're going to do it now. this is our special episode of Oscars 2022. I am also recording this for the podcast so that those of you who do not see it on the feed will also get it on your podcast app when you download the show, because I know y'all need to be downloading the show. I need a minute because I really need to light up my candle so that I don't have any bad unnecessary juju coming in. I'm only doing this for like an hour. It's a special episode of the show. I just wanted to do that. But before I get into any of the wild, crazy insanity that did permeate the Oscars last night, I do want to absolutely congratulate all of the winners, especially, you know, all of the winners. And I mean that, all of the winners. Oh, my God. Especially Ariana DeBose, who was like one of the first Afro-Latinas to win an Oscar, aside from Cheetah Rivera. Well, Cheetah Rivera is not Afro-Latina, but you know what I mean. Tony Kotsur, please tell me if I'm saying this man's name right. Tony Kotsur, congratulations on that win. That was absolutely amazing. The entire cast of CODA, the cast, the directors, the producers of CODA, every single person who won, absolutely fabulous. Y'all did an amazing job. I am so proud of y'all. For my brother up in heaven, my costume brother, I was praying for to the gods that Jenny Devon, the costume designer for Cruella, would win, and she did. Because listen, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, that woman's costumes were badass for Cruella De Vil. Absolutely amazing, absolutely fabulous. She did an amazing job. I am so proud of every single person that won. Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. If you guys have not seen that film is absolutely amazing. You need to watch In the Eyes of Tammy Faye, because that movie is amazing and Jessica Chastain killed that shit. But we're going to talk about it. I know on this day of the pandemic, the revolution and the possibility of World War III, I have to say that because I just can't not say it. I know that there are people who are, they don't want to talk about this. They're like, oh, this overshadowed everything, all the positive, all the good. It did, but not really. You know, both things can be true. Was it amazing? Absolutely. You had Will Packer, the first African-American producer of the Oscars. FAMU Rattler. He was the first African-American producer for the Oscars, which is a huge, that's big. That's big all in its fucking self. Oh, I forgot. I can't drop bombs on live because, you know, the Zuck police might get me. But I do. I really want to talk about it. I didn't want to make this long, drawn out post about it. I did make a post about it talking about how I am someone who has been on all three sides of this scenario, all three positions of the scenario. So first, I want to talk about those who are saying, oh, well, we don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about all the good things, da 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 da. You can talk about all the amazing historical things that happened at the Oscars last night. You absolutely fucking can. There we go again. I need a jar. You can talk about these things. Absolutely you can. But you cannot ignore the elephant that is standing in the room. You can't. You know, I understand that ignorance can be bliss, but you have to acknowledge that that's a thing. That's a reality, that what we saw last night was real. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it looked fake. No, no, that was not staged. That was not planned. That just shook out the way it shook out. But for those of you who are saying, oh, well, we don't want to talk about that, I notice a lot of you are palm-colored folks who are like, well, we don't have to talk about this. Yeah, you kind of do. let me correct myself. Actually, you don't. You have every right not to speak about this because you were not the center of this altercation. A Black woman was the center of this altercation. She was the eye of the storm. For those of you who are listening to the show and listening to the show and not watching me, I made a fist and it's like a hole. It is what it is. This is a Black woman who is at the center of this tornado. So I feel, as a Black woman who has played all three parts in this scenario, I feel, yeah, somebody needs to talk about it. And if it's anybody, it should be Black women. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So the first position I'm going to start with is Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, say what you want about Miss Pinkett Smith. Everyone feels a certain way about Miss Pinkett Smith. You are absolutely correct. That woman embarrassed this man with her entanglement with her son's friend, and everyone had their opinion about him, about her. Everyone has their opinion. You know, they're like buttholes, and once in a while they stink if you don't wash them properly. So she is going through something right now where she went onto her television show, Red Table Talk, which is on Facebook and on YouTube, about how she is going through alopecia. If you don't know what alopecia is, look it up. It's 2022. Y'all should know what the hell alopecia is by now. So she has gone on the record to say she has alopecia now. So she has shaved her head down, off, whatever you want to call it. Baby girl has a buzz cut. She goes to the Oscars, and you have to understand, ever since they have, and I say they, meaning Will and Jada, have made what they are doing in their marriage public, everyone has been taking pot shots. Everybody. I'm not going to say, no, some people didn't. No. Everybody, including myself, behind closed doors, have taken pot shots at this woman. Would I say that shit to her face? Absolutely fucking not. Would I say that shit to Will's face? Absolutely not. But yes, I had my thoughts and I had my opinions about what she was doing to this man. And we watched this man cry and be honest and have to listen to the things that his wife had done to him during their marriage, had said during their marriage, what have you. So everybody was taking pot shots. Now, y'all, everybody remember Chris Rock's pot shot at her, but nobody remember Regina Hall's pot shot at her. Nobody said, because the first thing somebody says, oh, well, that was about their marriage and not about her physical appearance. That's fine. But in my eyes, that's still a pot shot. And Regina should have been called to the carpet for that as well. That's just my opinion. So you have Jada Pinkett, who is a Black woman, who is going through things, who has chosen to let the general public into her marriage, into their marriage, and say, hey, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. Okay. So that brings into the question of protecting Black women. Now, I know there are some people, and I have been scrolling all day because I've just been gathering up information, honey. I'm like a squirrel. I get my nuts. So I have been reading, and some people are like, well, he had every right to defend her. I'm going to say, yes, he did. And there are some people saying, well, he shouldn't have rolled up on stage and hit Chris Rock. Also correct. Both things can be true. Will Smith had every right to protect his wife. He also did not have to go up there and mollywop that man. This is just my opinion. He didn't have to mollywop that man, but he did it. And I will not lie to you. As a Black woman who has not been properly protected by any partner, I'm saying it. I have not been properly protected by any partner. Like, if I tell my partner somebody's doing some shit to me, actually, I'm absolutely wrong. I take that back. One. Someone who has had one partner who is willing to go to the carpet and wrangle in somebody for saying, hey, don't talk to my girl like that. Don't say that shit about my girl. Blah, 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 blah. One partner who has been willing to hold other people's feet to the fire for disrespecting me. One. There was an incident where I was dealing with some very racist activity going towards me, I tell my partners, neither one of my partners stood up for me. Neither one of my partners went to the theater and spoke to these people. Neither one of my partners had the ball, galls, or nerve to handle it, to protect me. But I protect them. You see where it's fucked up? You see it? Thank you. So for me, being a woman who has been in, who is continuously in Jada's position, where I am not being protected, nobody's protecting me because they follow that stupid trope of strong Black woman and they think I don't need protecting. I can handle myself. No, I am a goddamn flower in a bowl of distilled water. You better handle me accordingly. I need protecting too. And Jada needed protecting in that moment. And that is what Will did. Did Will go about it not so well? Absolutely. Absolutely. He didn't go about it right. I'm just going to say it. In my opinion, he did not go about it right. He should have just yelled at the stage like he did after he did it. He should have just yelled at the stage. That's all he had to do. He could have just yelled at the stage, or he could have not said anything and caught Chris Rock in the corner and been like, hey, dog. You better watch your mouth about my girl. There were so many different ways Will could have handled this. And I'm just saying this from a Black woman's perspective, because now you don't know what the repercussions are going to be from putting your hands on Christopher Rock. You got to remember, Willard Smith is a Black man who went on live television and assaulted another Black man. Granted, they are not regular Black men. They are rich Black men. So we don't know what the repercussions are going to be from the others. So being that I have been in the position of Jada Pinkett Smith, do I appreciate he came for me? Yes, the fuck I do. Will I do as what Tiffany Haddish said to People magazine and suck his D from the back? Absolutely, I will. Because my man came to defend me. And there, I'm saying it, there is nothing more attractive than a man who can properly put people in check about you. Properly put people in check. I'm not condoning the violence that Will Smith did. I'm not. And a lot of people are saying, oh, it's about this and that. But we finna get to that, because that's the next person whose position I have been in is Will Smith's. I have experience of being in Will Smith's position, where I have laid hands, talked shit, and punched out a few people because of people that I love and were being disrespected. Deadass. I've done it. I have done it more times than I can count on my hands and my toes. I have done it. Was it the right thing to do? Absolutely not. To physically whoop their ass? No, 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 no. But to tell them to their face, hey, what you doing ain't cool and I don't like you talking smack about my person. Absolutely. But the difference between me and Will Smith is I'm not in the public limelight. So I can pull somebody aside and knock their head off their crown off their head real quick and be like, yo, this is not what you about to do. And the thing about Will Smith is a lot of people forget he is Will Smith in the eyes of the others and everyone else. He is Will Smith. But we know he is Willard Smith. That is Willie from Philly. People forget that sometimes that piece of us that we try to run from or hide from or whatever or heal from doesn't always go away. It doesn't. So then now here we are, we're at a position where half of us is saying be cool and the other half is like, no, we not finna handle that kind of, we not finna tolerate that kind of disrespect to anybody. So Will was at a crossroads right there. He either had to talk to Will Smith or let Willie from Philly do the talking, and that's what he did. He let Willie from Philly do the talking, and that's what happened. And Chris Rock got punched out. Slapped out, whatever you want to call it. Because first, they want to say he got punched in the arm. Then they want to say he got slapped. Then they want to say he got punched. Willie from Philly hit him. That's what happened. Willie from Philly said, yo, man, whop. That was it. But being, having the experience of being Willie from Philly, because, you know, I like to tell people this. You're lucky you didn't meet me from 2010. The version of me from 12 years ago, she was a beast. She was an animal. She didn't care about you. She didn't care about your feelings. F your feelings. And I'm being 100% transparent from you. And there are moments now, even as I am healing and in my growth, 2010 version of me will pop up. And she wild. She is absolutely wild. And she don't care. She will throw things. She will cuss you out six ways from Sunday. She will do it. But the difference is I know how to get a hold of her. And I think Will Smith is not in complete hold of Willie from Philly. He's not. He's not in complete hold of him. So sometimes he lets him come out to play. We like to call those the shadow self. He lets his shadow self come out to play. And he messed up. He did. He messed up because he should have let Will Smith handle it and say, we're going to talk to this man later. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to this man later. We're going to pull him to the side. We're going to metaphorically knock his crown off his head and then help him pick it up and put it back on his head. People need to understand, we are all human beings. We are people living in our lives at this fucking moment. And sometimes the things that we do are not pretty. Sometimes the things we do are ugly. And we have to pay the piper for that price of doing ugly things. No matter what they are, they have to pay the price. We all have to pay the price for ugly things. Everybody. So now Will is paying the price, potentially going to pay the price for this ugly thing. Because now LAPD is involved. LAPD has gotten involved. They were aware of the altercation, but Chris Rock does not want to press charges on him, on Will Smith. That's the thing. And that, okay, so here we go. Now, Willie from Philly, Will Smith has to pay the price for what Willie from Philly done did. And people are like, oh, it's mental health and da-da-da-da. Absolutely correct. This man has been embarrassed for over a year. The jokes, the memes. You think for 1 second that man doesn't hear or see that stuff? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he is doing his best to tune it out because he is trying to love his wife, protect his wife, take care of his wife and himself in the best way that he can. He is. He's trying. He is actively working on it. I know a lot of people don't pay attention to Will Smith. I do. And I am so pleased for his growth, but you also have to understand people slip up. The path to healing and the path to growth is not a straight path. It is not. You will trip, you will fall, you will mess up. But the important part is did you learn your lesson when you tripped up, slipped up, or messed up? Did you learn your lesson? And if the answer is yes, that's all you need to know. You will need to worry about none of these other people. But you also have to understand this was stressful for him. Absolutely 100% stressful for him. He's been made the butt of jokes. People laughing behind his back, making fun of him, making fun of his wife. And he has said nothing. Last night was the flame that lit the dynamite. And that's what happened. That's what happened. And it hurts me to see him doing so well on his healing journey and to slip up like that. To slip up like that. That pains me. Because I look to this man as in a place where I want to be when I grow up. You know what I'm saying? That man is amazing to me. And to see him whoop, 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 like that, baby, it's not a good look. But I look at it with grace, unlike some of the others on this platform who are going, oh, he needs to be this. Oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. Listen, I give Will Smith the same grace I give Kanye West. Kanye West is a mess, an absolute, pure, unadulterated disaster. Does he need help? Absolutely. He needs help. He needs help, medication, therapy. I don't care. Will needs the same thing. He doesn't need medication, but he needs to get this stuff out. He needs to go. He needs to be in a place and talk to someone where he could just say, this shit hurts me. He needs to be honest about it, because he has to play a facade because he's Will Smith. That's what he has to do. So we saw a man trip up on his healing journey. That is what we actually saw. That's what we saw. We saw a man trip up on his healing journey. Now, let's go to the experience of being the Chris Rock. Remember I told y'all about Gabby 2010, how she didn't care about you and she was ruthless and just completely just mm-mm-mm. That was me. I will not say Chris Rock said that joke thinking it was funny. Talking trash about a black woman going through medical things is not funny. Talking trash about anybody going through medical things is not funny. It's not funny online. It's not funny behind closed doors. And it's definitely not funny on a stage where millions of people can see you. It's not funny. It's not funny. Regina Hall should not have made that entanglement joke. And Chris Rock should not have made the joke about her hair, flat out. He should not have. He should not have. And I understand some of like, well, he's a comedian. Da, 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 da. Baby, if you have forgotten about the words of the late, great George Carlin, where you punch up, not down, then you don't know jack squat about comedy. George Carlin was the best who ever did it, and he never punched down at anybody. What Chris Rock did was a punch down. He did. And I will tell you 100%, have I punched down on people? Absolutely. 100% I have. Did I reap the hardcore karma that came for me, that God was like, oh, you want to be a bitch, huh? Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. Handle this. Did I answer for that? Did I pay the piper for that? Absolutely I did. And I probably still have some stuff coming for me from way back when Gabby 2010 was wild as F. Absolutely. Will I understand when it happens? Because sometimes stuff just happens for a reason, and that's okay. But when it looks a little bit too similar to something you did wrong to somebody else, baby, that's God saying, oh, you want to act stupid? Here, dummy, you know? That's what it is. So Chris Rock should not have said that joke at all. He should have run it by somebody. If in the event he did run those jokes by someone, and someone who he ran the jokes by knew that Jada was going through health shit, they should have said to Chris, hey man, you might not want to say that joke. But the way that it looks like he didn't know. And it was a typical comedian thing where, oh, we spot somebody in the audience and we got to make a quick pop. That's usually what it looked like, smelled like to me. That was a poor choice. That was a very poor choice on Chris Rock's part. It was. He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have said that. I mean, you can be funny and not punch down, brother. You know this. And that's the part about being Chris Rock that shocks me, is that I know he is better with jokes than that. I know he is. But he went for it. He went for it, and the universe said, oh, word? All right, time to pay the piper. You finna pay him real quick. Mr. Willie from Philly, get up here and pop this man in the face. Thank you. Because I guarantee you, that man ain't never gonna say no jokes like that no more. Stick to the jokes you know, my brother. Because telling jokes about people's wives is not the business. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but the way he took that hit, I don't know if it was a hit to the face or the arm. I don't know, but he took it like a champ. He didn't fall down. Chris Rock did not fall. He didn't waver. He zigged when he should have zagged, but but dead seriously, that was instant karma. That was like that instant coffee you used to drink when you was little, or your grandma and them used to drink. That's what that was. That was instant karma. Just whoop whoop whoop, bam. Shit. I'm sorry. I should not laugh at the situation. I shouldn't laugh, but the way he took that punch was hilarious. That punch, that hit, whatever he took, he didn't waver. He just woo. But again, in the experience of being Chris Rock, I have said those things, and I'm gonna be real with you. I've suffered consequences. I haven't been, let me take that back. Yes, I have been physically hit for the things that I have said that were mean to people. And I know a lot of people are saying that Will Smith did that and that he was unprovoked. No, you need to check yourself. He was not unprovoked. He was provoked. He had been provoked for a year at least. He's been provoked, and he just chose not to say or do anything. And that man was a powder keg waiting to go off. And Chris Rock was the man with the match. And I'm seeing things also online where people are saying this was Will retaliating for everybody coming for him. And you are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. This was Will letting out his anger, his frustration, his hurt, his pain from everything that had been online, and it came out on Chris Rock's face. That's what happened. That's absolutely what happened. So I would really hope that Chris Rock will not tell no more jokes like that. He is actually about to go on tour, so you know he's going to talk about it. He has to talk about it. He has to talk about how he provoked a man. He did. I don't give a good goddamn what you think. A comedian should provoke you to think and make you laugh, not provoke you to fucking stand up and mollywop somebody. I mean, come on now. I have also gotten to listen to the unfiltered video of what, because we were watching the show last night, Mike and I, and it was blanked, like the sound went out for like a good 10 to 15 seconds, and we knew he was saying something. Luckily, me and Micah can read lips, and he basically said, "Keep my wife's name out your effing mouth." And Chris Rock was like, "Wow, it was a G.I. Jane joke. It doesn't matter. It wasn't funny. It was a tasteless ass joke." It was tasteless. He just didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to say anything about Will and Jada. He could have just been like, "I'm glad y'all are here. It's good to see y'all at the house." You could have said anything like that. You could have said anything. But you said that. And you got your Chris Rock got rocked. Let's just call it what it is. I also see some people saying, "Oh, he wouldn't have said, Will wouldn't have done that if it was a white presenter or da 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 da." Well, first off, it doesn't matter what color you are. You shouldn't have said the joke in the first damn place. I don't care what color you are. Don't say the joke. That was not a funny joke. That was rude. That was coming for black women. And the fact that he himself is a black man raising black women, he should have known that we as black women, this is not just hair to us. A lot of people want to think it's just hair. This is not just hair. This is a crown growing out of my head. Okay? This is a crown that the Lord has given me that can do any and everything. This is one of the most magical things on my body. I say one of. this. A lot of Black women, our identity is tied into this, our hair. And for somebody, a Black man who is supposed to be protecting us and loving us and comforting us and giving us space to be soft and gentle, but also giving us the space to be strong and come through when we need to, decides to make fun of us, the fun of our hair on national television. That was painful. That was hurtful, even to me. When he said that, I was just like, whoa, bro, that's a low blow. Even I. And I didn't know that she was going through alopecia, but I knew she was going through something medical. So I was like, wow. That's a thing that a lot of people are like, oh, it's a tasteless joke. Baby, it's deeper than a joke. A Black man raising Black women said that about another Black woman. Now, had another man said that about his Black women that he's raising, Chris Rock would have went up and mollywopped them in the face, just like Will did. It's confusing to me how a Black man can say these things about another Black woman. I'm telling y'all, Malcolm X said it best. Black women are the most unappreciated creatures roaming this earth. We are. And last night was proof of that. Last night was proof. Events in my life are proof of that. We are the most underrated, unappreciated human beings walking this earth. Black women. Now, I want to say this. I know now, soon as I opened my mouth and I said that, somebody's going to come in and say, well, what about other women? It ain't about you. It's not about you. And if you're making it about you, then I know what kind of person you are. That says a lot about you than it does about me. So, for Chris Rock to do what he did to embarrass another Black woman, and to embarrass a Black woman when just muggle Black women, not even Black women like Jada Pinkett Smith, just muggle Black women are out here getting offed and beaten up and essayed by our own men. And then you come on a world stage and say that. Negro, please. Chris Rock, you got to do better, baby. I love you, but you got to do better. Will Smith, I want him to do better. I really do. I want him to do better by not letting Willie from Philly handle his disputes and let Mr. Willard Smith handle his disputes. Because Willard Smith is grown Will. That's that grown man Will. Willie from Philly, that's homeboy we was watching on Fresh Prince. And I really need for Will Smith and Willard Smith to have a conversation, and they need to handle Willie from Philly. And I really need for Jada to not be on this kick of openness to the point that it's embarrassing. Because that's another thing. Watching that video, I've watched it multiple times, and I'm watching it and I'm sitting here going, she didn't stop him. She didn't stop him not once. She didn't reach for his hand. She didn't say, hey, baby, cool out. She didn't do any of that. Do you know who cleaned up that mess? Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry. Y'all don't know that, though. Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry were the ones who pulled Will Smith aside and talked to him before he turned around 20 minutes later and won for Best Actor. Ooh, the irony. Oh, somebody actually responded. I do have a question. Do you think he planned that joke, or was he just searching for something to joke about and they were the closest target? Ooh, that's a really good question. To be honest with you, I don't think that was a plan, because it could have been a plan in this circumstance. It could have been a plan if he had seen her before he got on stage, which could have happened, because the only people that were in that audience were invited guests, mostly like invited social media people, presenters and those who were being, who were up for an award. Those were the only people that were invited to the Oscars this year. So there is a chance that Chris Rock did see Jada before he got on stage and then just was like, oh, I'm going to make the joke. And wherever they're sitting, I'm going to get it. I think it's funny. I do think that's possible. And I also think, both things can be true. I also do believe that, yeah, they were the closest target. I mean, they were sitting right in the front. They were like, you couldn't miss her in that dress, which, by the way, was fucking gorgeous. The thing about comedians is they're always thinking, they're like, I've dated a few comedians and I know how they think. They are very quick, very fast, lightning sharp. They have to be. They have to be adaptable, but they also have to stick to the script at the same time. So I believe what Chris Rock was doing was he was being adaptable and then was going to go right back to the script that was on the prompter. If this was not a planned thing. I do believe that what the joke that Chris Rock made was in poor taste. It was a, he should not have. Especially, again, being a black man raising black women, because he is raising black women, should have known better than to come for a black woman's hair. Our hair is very much tied into our identity. As women, as black women, our hair is very tied into us. If our hair isn't the way we want it, we don't feel as regal as we should. If our hair doesn't look the way we want to for us, we'll put weaves in it, we'll do protective styles, we'll wear a wig, we'll do those things to make us feel whole within ourselves. And there have been plenty of moments where my hair was just like, oh, and I didn't feel myself. So for Jada having to cut hers off because of a medical condition, she does not feel like herself. And she is now having to grow into this new visual image of herself. She is. Because hair loss is horrible on any perspective. I don't care what happened to you. Hair loss is horrible. But me being a black woman and me knowing that my hair has a history where it has stored food for those on the middle on the passage. It has these braids, these twists have provided shelter and a direction for those on the Underground Railroad. My hair is more than just hair. And that is every black woman. Our hair is way more than just hair. It is essential to who we are as people. It is essential to who we are as women. And again, as I say this, I can already feel that there's somebody go, well, why about my women hair, my hair? It's not about you. Okay? I'm doing something that I should not be doing for free. I am educating you. Don't get me wrong. You want to pay me? PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, honey. I'll take it. But this is something that is very sensitive to her. We black women are very sensitive about our looks. We are some of the few people that are not chosen in dating apps. We are considered the least desirable along with Asian men. So, and then you also have men within our own community, some men within our own community who don't want us, who would rather watch us be barefoot and pregnant all day cooking meals with no say, or who just downright despise us to the point that they want to off us to the upper room for whatever reason happened to them. So to make fun of a black woman about her looks when you have all those other things tangling in the back of your brain. Yes. Will Smith saw, he laughed, he did. He did laugh. I'm not negating that he didn't or he did. He did laugh. But when he saw, he looked over at his wife. He saw that little girl, Jada, saw her eyes and saw her heart breaking behind her eyes. He saw that. He saw little girl Jada and he did what he had to do, what he felt he had to do to protect little girl Jada. Was he wrong? Absolutely. Was Chris Rock wrong? Absolutely. Is Jada Pinkett wrong for embarrassing this man for a year? Absolutely. Does Jada Pinkett Smith deserve to be protected? Absolutely. Does Will Smith deserve to be protected? Absolutely. He does. And Jada should have done that. If you tell somebody that you love them and you enter into any type of relationship with them, I'm talking about a poly, an entanglement, or whatever. If y'all have this bond, this beautiful bond together, and you tell this person that you love them, even as your friends, this is not just for people in intimate relationships, ladies and gentlemen. This is also your friends. And you don't protect them, is something wrong with you. These people go to bat for you consistently, protecting you, shielding you, keeping you safe and whole. But yet you don't do that for others. There's something wrong with you. And I personally have a problem with Jada not protecting Will too. I do. She didn't protect him from all of this foolishness. She put it out there. She brought him on her show. And they talked about what happened between them when they didn't have to. She didn't have to do that to him. And then we watched little Willie from Philly's heart break as he had to sit there and take it. We watched that man's heart break and made memes about it, too. When it's not right, she should have protected him, too. And she didn't. She didn't protect him. And it was just, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. And I think she should have pulled him aside. She should have pulled him back and said, no. Not here. Talk to him later. Not here. But she didn't do that. So instead, you had Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington doing her job. They came in at the 11th hour and protected another black man. They came in and said, my brother, this is not how we handle disputes anymore. We don't throw hands anymore. We used to. I'm gonna be real with you. That's how some shit got settled. You'd be pop, 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 and then it was over. Whoever won, that's the winner. And the other person got to do whatever. That's how things used to be. But it's not like that anymore. We have to grow out of that. And Willie from Philly ain't grown out of that. Just like Jada Pinkett Smith has not grown into what protection is for her husband. Now, I will say this. There are plenty of times there are black women who have. I'm just going to be real with you. Black women are at the forefront of protecting everybody. We are. We have it in us where we instinctively have to protect everybody, but no one protects us. When I realized that was the thing that was happening, that black women always are protecting everybody, but nobody protects them, baby, I don't protect nobody but myself no more. I don't. When there was the moment that I saw that my two of my partners were not protecting me, I just went, you can't claim you love me and don't protect me. You can't. You cannot. That's wrong. And that should go for everybody out here. If somebody says to you, I love you, and they don't protect you, when shit hits the fan, No. I need you to leave. I need you to either leave or reevaluate how you're going to handle the relationship moving forward. You really do. Ooh, I got another question. Do you think? I know what you mean. It's fine. Celebrities like Grace Jones have helped offer strength to black women with short to no hair. Has her example made it more mainstream for a white audience? Listen here. Grace Jones is not the example. Grace Jones was a woman of her own. Grace Jones did whatever the hell she wanted to do. And I'm going to be honest with you. That example of Grace Jones, that scares the gentrified white people. Grace Jones was scary to them because she wasn't like all the other black people they had seen at that time period. And you're talking about what, the 70s and the 80s? Nobody had ever seen nobody like Grace Jones. Mother Grace. No one had ever seen nobody like that. And I think that once black women did see Grace Jones doing it, maybe they did feel more comfortable doing it. And that could absolutely be a thing, that where they just felt a little bit more comfortable when they saw somebody like Grace Jones doing it, or when Sanaa Lathan cut all of her hair off and she looked absolutely gorgeous. It could have been that. It could have been a million things. I mean, I did the big chop like 4 years ago, and I had to grow into this new image of myself. It all basically, I think that's a case-by-case basis. That all depends on what the woman feels in herself. Like, if she wants to lop off all her hair to homegirl look good, go right on ahead. It's not even about how she looks to any of the other people or the, you know, the Caucasian persuasion. It's about how she feels within herself. So it has absolutely nothing to do with that. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I 100% believe Jada Pinkett Smith did not cut her hair off for the white audience, because I'm going to be real with you, baby. She don't care about the white audience. Just like Grace Jones didn't care. Grace Jones don't care. You think Grace Jones care about what white people think about her? Hell no. And that's who I aspire to be. One of the many women I aspire to be when I grow up. Grace goddamn Jones. Because she don't care about nobody. That woman's still out here touring. And I love her to death. That woman is in her 70s and she is still touring like a beast. And I want to see her, and I want to give her all her flowers while she is alive. Is she still alive? Oh, Lord. Oh, I got to look that up. Shit. But Grace Jones is amazing. Grace Jones is a very clear example of someone who just doesn't care. But the thing about it is, you know, people have been cutting their hair off for years. They've been doing that. That's not anything new. Black women been cutting their hair off for years. Black men been growing their hair for years. That's not a new thing. It may be new to those of the Caucasian persuasion because they never seen that shit before, but it's not anything new. But like I did say in my post, I am now at that point where I am, like I said, I was Jada at one point in my life. I was Will at one point in my life. I was definitely Chris Rock at one point in my life. But now I am moving into that Denzel Washington Tyler Perry stage of my life, where talking about it is way more helpful than talking shit or making jokes or any of that kind of stuff. You know, you have to talk about this stuff. And Denzel, Will Smith, when he did give his acceptance speech, he did say something to Will, that the devil comes to you at your highest moment. Now, I know some people do not believe in the devil. That's fine. I don't necessarily believe in the devil. I do believe that shit, that you have tests. Tests are thrown at you every single day. You want to call them the devil, call them the devil. Call them whatever you want to call them. But for my purposes, I will say there are tests. You are always given tests. Us mere mortals are always given tests when we are climbing up the mountain to ascend to our highest self and our best life. This does happen. I do believe that was a test. That was a test. What happened was a test. He didn't fail. Will Smith did not fail the test. I just believe he didn't handle it well. So now he has a lesson that he has to learn. He has to learn a lesson on how to handle things like that, just like we all do. This entire experience that happened at the Oscars, it's just a learning lesson. We look at it as gossip. We look at it as something trivial when you're missing the lesson in it. And the lesson is this: as you make your ascent to your best life, as you climb the mountain to get to the thing or things that you really want, when you want to get to that place in your life where you can look around and be like, look at this shit I did. Look at this. I'm amazing. Look at everything I have. All the people who love me. Look how good I feel about myself. As you are making that ascent, there you will be tested consistently to see if you will either continue to stay the old you or will you grow into the new you. It's a test. It is 100% a test. And I need people to understand. I know you don't want to talk about it because it might look a little familiar to you. It might taste a little familiar because it could bring you back to a place where you slipped up, you fucked up, you fell down and gave in to whatever nastiness was on the other side. I'm telling you right now, you are not a bad person for slipping up. Will Smith is not a bad person to me. He is not a bad person. Did he do a bad thing? Absolutely. But he is not a bad person. He's not. He slipped up. He messed up on his journey. And now he has to reap what he has sown. He's got to deal with it. He's got to pay the piper. As we all do, we all have to pay the piper at some point when we do things or say things that we should have grown from, or what we like to call out here in the world, high school behavior. You know, that was high school behavior. Chris Rock telling that joke, that's high school behavior. That was high school behavior. We're not in high school anymore, sir. We are adults. We are grown. We are grown. And Chris Rock needed to behave like he was grown, just like Will needed to behave like he was grown. And it sucks because the thing about it is that because Will Smith is a black man, all the others are going to start coming for him and saying, well, he shouldn't have the Oscar anymore. He shouldn't do this. He shouldn't do that. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm pretty sure that's what people are going to say. And all I have to say is this. Y'all sure wasn't quick to take that Oscar from Roman Polanski now, were you? Silence. Oh, but I really want y'all to take what happened at the Oscars last night as a learning lesson. I really want you to look at it from multiple different angles and multiple different experiences, not just the vehicle of your own experience. Not just the vehicle of your experience. Look at it from other angles. Look at it from the Jada angle. Look at it from the Will Smith angle. Look at it from the Chris Rock angle. Because I guarantee you, at some point in your life, you have been one of those people. You may have been the person that is being picked on or talked about and not protected. But at the same time, you weren't protecting people either. You may have been the Chris Rock where you were talking shit about people and being mean and thought it was funny, but it really wasn't funny. It was actually hurtful. And you could have been the Will Smith, the one who's watching somebody he loves go slowly into whatever painful medical thing they're dealing with, whatever it is, whatever medical thing that they're dealing with. And you, though they embarrassed you on the public stage, you still love them, and you still feel it is your duty to protect them. You got to think about it from that angle. Don't look at it from the vehicle of your own experience. You got to see it from all the angles. And also look at it from the angles of Denzel and Tyler, the men who are, they're not the same age, but they're close in age, all three of them. And you see these two men who saw themselves in Will's actions and knew, we got to save our brother. We got to help our brother. We got to make sure that he is okay. And there it is. It's absolutely true. So for all of you others out there saying, don't talk about this, go jump in a lake. It needs to be talked about. That's because it needs to be talked about does not overshadow the greatness that did happen. Again, like I said at the beginning of the show, because I say show because I'm recording, that every single person on that stage deserved their award. I don't care what you think. They absolutely deserved it. They worked their butts off. They put their time, sweat, and tears into that part or whatever it was they were doing. And they deserved those. They deserved those awards 100%. They did. We can we can acknowledge hurt and acknowledge pain and see it as a lesson, not as a spectacle. Okay? Look at it as a lesson, not just a spectacle. Okay? All right. Good talk. This was great. I had a good time. Thank you for sending me some questions. That was interesting. I'm pretty sure some people will make comments later, and I'm just going to be honest with you. If it's not for you, keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling. If it's not for you, it doesn't pertain to you, keep scrolling. If you don't like what I'm saying, I really don't care. So there's that. All right, kids. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live. Again, I hope you laughed. I hope you cried. I hope you spilled some milk. Talk to you later. Peace.